Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
And if they ask for a small piece of pie, give them a small piece of pie.
Yes. Like,
hey, you guys, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. As you may have noticed, the holiday season is drawing near, and depending on how you define the holiday season, we are deep in it with Thanksgiving a little bit behind us. Things are starting to ramp up for people. I'm already hearing the conversations, the concerns, all of the anticipation that is around that. It's just a lot of stuff for us to do. I was having a little bit of a chat with Cookie Killian. She's a manual therapist. She's been on the podcast a few times. And we got talking about the whole holiday, just a lot of stuff going on and people kind of responding to that. I invited her on to have a chat about things that we can do to lessen the stress over the holiday season. And it's not just about food. It's about a lot of stuff. But we do talk about food, as you heard from the opening remark. It's things we can do for ourselves, things we can do as guests, as hosts, inspired by things that we've heard this year already and through the years past. So hopefully you'll find some nuggets in there of awesomeness for you. And Cookie has also offered to put a sort of extra special together for all of us listeners to the podcast, whether you are somebody that has never been to Cookie before or you are already familiar with her work. She's going to talk about that towards the end of our discussion. So if you are somebody and you're like, you know, dude, I got this holiday thing under control, stress, whatevs, I'm good to go. I got it figured out. I highly recommend, if you're not going to listen to the podcast, scoot to the end a little bit before the outro where I come back on and usher y'all out. And this time I'm going to be adding a little bit because I can't leave well enough alone. And I thought of a few other things that I wanted to add, especially when it comes to the food sensitivities and allergy things that I do. So I'm going to throw that at the end. But if you go a little bit before that, Cookie is going to tell you about a really cool opportunity for new people and some packages that she's put together. So check it out. And as the holidays come upon us and the year's end and all of those things, I am going to be putting together a few simpler episodes over the holidays and trying to take a little bit of time to do some regrouping and some life stuff. And I've got some continuing education things again and holidays. So I will be back with regularly scheduled programs in the middle of January. Until then, I will be bringing you some shorter episodes. There still will be stuff, good stuff in them. It hasn't all been figured out and laid out yet. So I'm not quite sure what's coming up, but I got some cool plans in the works if all goes well. So keep an eye out for them. And, you know, with some shorter episodes, you can go check out some of the old ones that you haven't had a chance to listen to. I've had a few people say that they have a few to catch up on. So take the opportunity and run with that. Take the Wellness Renaissance podcast with you while you're traveling in your car to your various destinations or to the various events and errands and grocery shopping. I would love to accompany you. Before I send this into our conversation, I have to kind of call myself out about something because this, of course, struck me funny when I started editing and realized what I had done. Last week and the week before that, we had a wonderful interview with Lexi from Why She Whistles talking about positivity. And I know we're having a conversation about stress, which typically we kind of think more on the negative. And that's kind of what we're trying to help us out of, right, is to have less of a negative experience, not overload ourselves, do more positive things. And we'll talk about all of that as we go along. But I have to say, I clearly need more time with Lexi. If you listen to the first sentence out of my mouth when we started talking with Cookie, I totally didn't think about what I had said, and it's a great awareness for me, for sure, but it struck me funny, so I had to call myself out on it. I totally could have edited it out, but it's a lot more fun and real to keep it and be human. So here you go. Enjoy the conversation. I am here with Cookie Killian. We're going to have a little discussion about stress and the holidays, because the holidays are stressful. Yay! And Cookie is also generously offering a lovely special for people who she has seen and new people that's going to go a little bit into the new year. So we'll talk about that a little more at the end, but let's start out talking about stress and holiday stress and why are the holidays stressful? Like, there's way more stuff on our schedule than normal. There is work schedules that shift around. Yeah. There's kids that are doing more or are home more.
Expectations that we put on ourselves.
And the weather is changing. Yeah. And all of these things kind of come in. Seeing family, which is both exciting and stressful, or one or the other or both.
Well, and just even if you love seeing your family.
Right.
Doing all the things to get there, if you have to travel or take time off, you know, it adds stress to the already year end. And if you run a business, all the year end things on top of the holidays.
Exactly. Right. And then we're stressed by eating different foods or being presented with different foods.
Mm-hmm. Things that aren't normally on our diet.
Right. There's just a lot going on. So, and we kind of all know that, but I think sometimes it's good to remind ourselves or, I don't know, to put it in the front of our minds about how are we going to prep for this beforehand? Like, how do we pre-think about the stress that could happen? What have we experienced in the last years? If you're a go with the flow person and you're not experiencing stress, good for you. I was talking to a guy once who says, I don't know, what is this? I don't get stressed out during the holidays. And when he finally realizes, oh, because my wife does everything. Okay. Oh, I mean, he had that realization. He was like, I don't do any, like, what's different about it? I mean, go do some different stuff. But he's like, oh, wait, my wife does all the shopping. My wife makes all the food. My wife hosts all the, okay, I get why she's stressed out. It was hilarious to watch him come to that, oh, crap. Kind of, I'm
just along for the ride.
Do a little more than I am. It was just funny. But something to think about before we get into it so we can plan for it and maybe set ourselves up for success or some normalcy in the process. Yeah. So you throw some stuff out there and I'll throw some stuff out there and it'll be good. Okay.
My first suggestion is to stick to your daily routine. If you work out every day, if you go to yoga every week, if you get up and eat breakfast at 8 a.m. and then, you know, get on with your day, whatever it is that you do as a routine, don't skip it. Don't skip working out because you gotta go shopping. Don't skip eating breakfast because you gotta run out and do a million other things. Stick to your daily routine as much as possible, because giving up our routine put stress on us if we don't do things that we normally do. Sometimes if it's working out or doing our yoga, doing the thing that kind of feeds our body, our mind, or our spirit, if you give that up, sometimes you bring in the stress because you're not doing the thing that takes the stress out.
Mm-hmm.
And
you feel sort of abnormal.
Yep. Yep. If you love working out and you miss it, because of something else, it's stressful for you because you're not doing it and you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. And
I would actually say, even if working out isn't your thing, but you do it consistently, sometimes taking that away, it's just, if it's one of those things, you know, I know people who exercise who it is not the thing they love to do, but they know without it, it makes them crazy.
Yeah.
So if you know that that's a thing for you, make sure that you're taking care of yourself in that way.
Next, it can be a stress outlet and it can energize you.
Right.
So if you miss that, it's a big deal. My second idea is don't overload yourself. Don't overextend yourself. We get invited to all kinds of parties and fun activities and we want to do everything because the holidays are exciting. The holidays are fun. You are invited to parties with people that you don't get to see very often sometimes. And we want to do all of the fun things. We want to do it all. And sometimes trying to do it all, even though it's all fun, just wears us out and overextends and causes stress because if I go to this party, I'm going to miss my yoga class. And I'm really stressed out. I was looking forward to yoga to relax this week. So don't put so much on your plate that you're not getting your adequate sleep and you're not eating right and you're not, and you're taking away from the time to live your normal daily life.
Mm-hmm. And to help yourself prioritize those events, which events and groups of people are going to feed your soul?
Yes.
You know, and can you let some of the other ones drop? Or if they're an obligation that you feel like you have to meet, can you go there for a shorter amount of time to keep yourself kind of sane and plan those ahead a little bit so you can kind of control your own environment, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and don't always feel obligated. You know, sometimes we're invited and we kind of feel an obligation to go because we think if we don't go, that person is going to be offended or upset, or we kind of give ourselves this expectation that we're kind of deciding how that person feels without even knowing how that person feels. Yeah, that person wants us there because they wouldn't have invited us if they didn't, but are they going to be upset if we're busy or we just can't? Probably not. They're probably going to understand because they have to say no too to some things. So don't put pressure on yourself to please everyone, so to speak.
Right. And if they are going to be upset because you're not there, that might be something else to look at too in that relationship.
Absolutely. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm usually like overloaded because I want to do stuff and it's like, well, I want to be there. You know, it's that, no, I don't want to miss those people. So it's trying to figure out a balance, all of that. But I also know there are the, oh God, I don't want to go to this party, but oh, she's going to be annoyed. Well, some people are just annoyed with everybody if they don't show up. If that, you know, you're just one of the 10 people they're annoyed with. So
just, you know. Bound to happen sooner or later anyway. Oh, that's funny. Another good thing to keep in mind is think about what makes you happy. Think about what your stress relievers are. Think about the things that take the pressure off of you and do more of that. Take the time for, if you're feeling like, man, I really need a massage, well, then now's the time to get it. Don't put it off. Go and do it. If you are really stressed out and yoga is your outlet, go to that class or get up and roll your mat out and do it if that's what makes you feel good. If you're all stressed out and you know a really good piece of chocolate's going to do it for you, then have it. And don't beat yourself up for doing so. Don't eat a bag, but you know, have that piece of chocolate. Have that glass of wine and don't beat yourself up for giving in to an indulgence, so to speak. But, you know, you're not drinking a bottle of wine and you're not making it a daily habit. But if it makes you feel good at the end of a rough day or a week, do it. Indulge and feel good and do all the things. You know, talk to your friends. Listen to Judy's podcast. Have a good laugh at us, you know. Do something. Read your book. Take the time for you.
Add those things in that when you have that chaos, because you've been out shopping, doing this, at that party, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Do something that makes you feel sort of settling into normal. If you have, especially if you have like a bedtime routine or a thing that you do. You know, for me, one of my favorite things, and this doesn't work for me to go to bed. It kind of does. But my favorite thing is having a cup of gunpowder green tea in the morning. That's like my everything is perfect thing. I can't do that at night. Not a good idea to do before you go to bed, but to have a cup of tea to sit there and just take those few minutes sometimes sets me sort of back at ease and normal. And even though I want to fall into bed, there are times when I will be like, you know what? I need this right now. And that extra 5 minutes or however long to do that sets you back sometimes just to, okay, I'm in a rhythm right now. I'm, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And drink your water. Don't get dehydrated.
That's a big one.
And bring your snacks with you. One of the things, you know, we think about all the food that's always like thrown at us this time of year, all the goodies, all the things. And we worry about overeating. We don't worry. We don't think and concentrate on getting enough nutrition sometimes. Yes. So keep hydrated, have your snacks with you so that you're not stressed out because you're not nourished.
And that way you have something, you know, on hand. And water is a great one because we're busy and we're running about. And a lot of times when we're at events, we're not necessarily offered water. We are more now, I think, than we used to be. But, you know, if you're running around in stores and you're wearing your coat, you know, you're sometimes probably sweating more than you realize as well. And yeah, maybe getting a little dehydrated. Yeah. And I would say, too, if massage or body work or whatever that thing is the thing that's helping you, where can you plan now to stick that into your Christmas, into your holiday season, whatever that holiday season is? Is it like, okay, I know it's going to be crazy from this to this, so I'm going to stick it in the middle because that's going to help me get through? Or is it, okay, I need to stick it at the end because then everything is over and then I can, or do I need to go into this? You know, just what might work for you so that you're feeling better throughout that process and taking some time to take care of our bodies, whatever that means.
Absolutely.
For you. So, oh, yeah. Well, make your appointment today with Cookie or whoever.
Well, and the big thing is worrying about stress and doing all the things to eliminate stress or make up for the stress, like massage, yoga, whatever you're going to do, running, getting your exercise and your nutrition. It's stress wears you down and it weakens your immune system. You don't want to wind up sick for Christmas because all the extra parties and all the late nights and all the extra stress
and all the extra
wore
food,
you down.
Extra sugar, stuff yep. that your body has to fight through. Sugar lowers your immune system, so don't. Just saying.
So stress, sugar,
right.
You got a lot going against you.
Yeah, yeah. Holidays are very demanding on our, you know, we don't live in a world anymore where Christmas or the holidays or what, you know, whatever, that time of year where there's abundance was the abundant time of year. Now we have abundance, a celebration every day, and
yes.
not,
yeah.
you know, holiday season or seasonal season.
Yep.
Seasonal abundance where you're like, okay, harvest party, woohoo, and then no fruit for the rest of the year. So we're doing things really differently, and we're not being chased by tigers, and we're sitting at our desks all day. So we do have
yes.
a lot, you know, we can help ourselves sometimes thinking about those things, reason ourselves out of some of the extra stuff
yep.
or that we can pass up, maybe. It's hard.
Yep.
I get it. It's hard.
Well, and if you plan ahead mm-hmm. and you think about it instead of waiting until it gets here.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait till you're stressed out. Plan to be stressed out. And what are you going to do to avoid it? Or what are you going to do to get through it?
Right. Right. And you can think about that in food and movement and alcohol. Having too much alcohol actually hardens your muscles. And you can actually, I think I read that you can lose muscle tone or muscle mass by having too much alcohol. I don't know. They didn't say how much.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's why I think I have a link to that article.
I think that's something I'm going to have to look into.
So, but having alcohol, just because it is something, yeah, I'm not a drinker really myself, but these are the times of the year that I probably might have more than I normally
yep.
would. And I know it dehydrates me. So
yep.
can you plan, if you're going to have a drink in your hand, can you fill it up with water a time or two between having another alcoholic drink? So you're always
yep.
carrying something and you feel sociable or feel, you know, throw a lime in there, make it look fancy. So you feel fancy because we all want to feel
yeah.
fancy. Okay, some
yeah.
of us want to feel fancy. But do something that makes you feel good about it, but make sure that you're drinking water in between all of that, all of yeah. the, you know, if you are a drinker, even in just small amounts, that's another one. Make that decision
that's
before you go.
Yes.
Because it's easy when somebody hands you drink number 4 and 5 to go, sure, I'll have one of those. Sure, I'll have one of those.
Yeah.
Just having that mindset of what are you going to do? How do you want to feel the next day?
Yeah.
You know, if you know that that dehydrates you and you feel cruddy the next day, it's just
yeah,
a good
reason. If you're going
to
set a limit for the number of drinks you're going to have, plan ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not having more than 2.
Right.
If you make that decision before you walk in the door, it's easier than trying to make it when someone's giving you 3 or 4.
Exactly. And there is something to be said. I mean, we kind of talked about the people that we hang around. And there's a lot of pressure to be with family and to see people. And I get that. Like, I totally get that. But how can we either prep ourselves for that, or just the stress of seeing family, even if we love them, if you're traveling, sometimes you're hanging out with people for a really long time. It's just something that I hear over and over again about what people are stressed about, or the obligation to go to people's houses or try to hit everybody's house. And yes, that's something that we all need to be better about figuring out a way for both us to be okay with as people going, but also people who are stressing people out by demanding that everybody be there every year kind of thing. Like, how can we all do that?
I'm going to say a prayer that we can get through to those people. The demanding ones.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't think they, you know, a lot of times I don't think people that are demanding and really push and want you there, you know, it's all typically out of love and everything. And they, I don't think they realize sometimes that they're putting pressure
right
on people and what it does, you right know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody a couple of years ago who was talking about the families, and it was, they were a kind of a various family of divorces and multiple grandparents, and they were getting this massive pressure. So they were going down their schedule. Like, I don't know their family members, so I don't know what's perceived and what's real. Because some of that,
pressure
is pretty intense. Yeah. Like, it's you, yes, you can, I guess, do with it what you want, but it's hard when it's faced to you and they want you to eat their food. And it's like, what, you know, but I know this was a big discussion for them of, they were like planning and they were, okay, if we, but okay, this is one relative, that's okay, they won't care if we eat, so we'll put them here. And I'm like, this is too hard, people.
That's crazy.
This is a lot to deal with. Can you just go to half the fam? Nope, we gotta go. And I'm like, you don't even get to spend quality time with
so
people
don't,
that way.
Don't fixate don't on what people eat.
Yes.
And forgive people if they don't show up.
Right. Yes.
Accept people for where they're at. And
today, all the other obligations.
Well, and today, in all of this, 20 years ago, everybody ate everything. And now we have all these diets that everyone, not everyone, I exaggerate, so many people are on. There's no dairy and there's paleo. And I mean, we know. And accept people for where they're at and what they are doing. I know sometimes it's hard and it gets frustrating when someone, you know, doesn't want to eat your gluten. But boy, will they go to McDonald's and eat their gluten. And, you know, so, and but don't judge people for the choices they make or the diet they're on or whatever. And don't push people to partake in things, whether it's alcohol or whether it's
that is a
food
really
or whatever. Don't make people feel bad that they don't want to eat something or drink something, or just take people for where they are and what they're doing and do your part not to add to the stress. You know, now that we've brought that out in the open and you think about it, you know?
Yeah. And if they ask for a small piece of pie, give them a small piece of pie.
Yes.
Like, we were having this conversation in one of my classes. It's a hard thing to do when somebody's giving you the big piece of pie that you've asked a small piece for, and it's your favorite pie. So you
yes
end up eating it, right?
Yes.
And some people ask for a small piece of pie because it's not their favorite, but they want a little taste. And I'm kind of like, if you've asked for a small piece of pie and they didn't give you a small piece of pie, they cannot blame you for wasting it. If you ditch it a few
yep
bites in, you have done your job. So, you know, it's just something to remember, because it's sometimes it's hard enough for people to give up the food they're trying to give up. So
yes
support them on that journey, because I have had people in my classes who just literally are not going to people's houses because they're doing well and they want to continue to do well. And they know
yep
if they go to this person's house, it's pressure, pressure, pressure. So, like, you know what? It's easier just not to go. So those are things to think about, too, when we're I don't know, you know, do we recognize that about ourselves? And we sometimes do things, we do it out of love, right? Like, I can,
well, yeah, sometimes you don't even, I don't think people think about it. I don't think people, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, grandma doesn't push cake on you because she wants you to have a gluten intolerant episode. She pushes it on you because she loves you and you always loved her cake and, you know, whatever. I don't think people do it, you know, to be cruel or to be, sometimes people just don't understand, though, too, and they get annoyed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I make fun of my friend when she'll eat something when she's not supposed to and whatever. Or, you know, I mean, it's a self-imposed diet. And she does have, like, some physical issues, and some of her diet is just because she wants to be healthier. And I make fun of her in jest, but no, I support her. You know, I do make fun of her when she eats a little more gluten than she's used to. But no, you have to be supportive, and you have to just let everybody, even if you feel like it's a farce, it's not up to you. It's not your body. It's not your life. It's not your choice.
Well, and respect. Sometimes I know that some people have a really hard time explaining to people why they're doing what they're doing.
Yes.
Because of the judgments. And so then they try to throw themselves out there, and they kind of get that back a little bit of,
yeah,
people give them a hard time. And some people just don't believe it. I mean, I have known people who really have a gluten intolerance, and people are like, oh, they're never going to know. Well, then the person gets sick.
Yeah.
And then they're absolutely, either they get the word back that the person got sick and go, oh, you were serious. So it's just kind of like, just be transparent. If
don't
you
make
want to, if
food
you,
stressful for people.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know,
we know that it's our way of loving people or whatever. We're all living in very different food times, and we just need to be able to recognize that and try to have a little bit of food for everybody. Or just if somebody asks, do you have X, just answer the question. Just let them know. You know, they might not even be asking you to have anything. They might just be saying, hey, I just want to know if there's something there to eat, so I know if I should come hungry or full. Just let them know, and don't take it as the frustration that you might feel. Or just ask them, hey, you know, this is what I have. Does that work for you? Just try not to get too bent out of shape about it, but let them know. Because sometimes people are in a hurry, or, you know, they're happy to plan for it if they know to plan for it.
Yeah.
But I know it's a crazy time with diets and all of that stuff. So just be gentle with yourself and other people, because some people are really struggling to stay on the diet that sometimes is, they do really do get sick, but
absolutely,
it's still hard to stay on the diet.
Yep. You know? Well, and sometimes it's just because it's a choice to be healthier, and that's your definition of healthier is
right,
cutting that out of your diet, and you have hung on for so long to have holiday pressure cave you when you had mm-hmm. 3 good weeks,
yeah,
and just you're the right aunt,
right? And you're like,
you know,
ah,
blows it for you.
Right.
It can be really kind of disappointing, and it can be really hard to get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
So,
well, right.
Yeah.
And when I hear people who say, oh, I could never live without sugar, and then they go and put, you know, sugar under somebody's nose who's been doing really well, and it's like, okay, so think about what you're trying to do there, because it kind of looks like you're being a total jerk.
Well, it's kind of like giving a shot of vodka to an alcoholic.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's been 2 years sober. It's
right,
like, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
You wouldn't offer a cigarette to someone who quit smoking 2 years ago.
Right.
You know, don't
and
offer
we know,
sugar to someone who you know.
Or their weakness.
Yeah.
We know that sugar is, like, more addictive than cocaine. Like, we mm-hmm. know that, right? And we don't ever just say, you know, oh, come on. You can have a little bit of cocaine. It's no big deal.
Just a little bit of crack.
I know, right. It's no big deal. Like, you're fine. We don't say that. And we talk about how hard it is. So it looks like what we are is we're sugar drug dealers, and we're trying to bring everybody back into our fold of addiction. That is what it looks like, and that is what it kind of feels like.
Yeah.
And again, so just think about that. I don't want anybody to overthink and stress about it.
Yeah.
Offer what you're going to offer, answer the questions. And it's nice to know, hey, your favorite food is here. But if they're like, I am so sorry, I am not eating that right now, don't guilt them. Oh, well, I made it just for you. Well, did you ask? I mean, and fine if you didn't, because it's a nice surprise. Absolutely. But just understand, man, be excited for them for their strength.
Yes.
Because that is a big deal. I've had Christmases where I couldn't have dairy, and this Christmas is going to be really interesting. So it's
yeah. My goodness, anybody that can hold out and give things up, I don't care if it's because you have an allergy, a sensitivity, or just by choice, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And don't stress them out. And actually, if you have cut something out of your diet, if you have cut sugar out of your diet, and then you introduce it, that adds stress to your body.
It does.
You know, it adds stress to your body, and you're going to beat yourself up over it. And already, I mean, we're talking about relieving the stress, and you know, you want to boost your immunity this time of year. You don't want to deplete it.
You need the boost, yeah. And we'll say one more thing, and then we'll end our 10-minute podcast. It isn't 10 minutes. but then we need to get to your other stuff, too. Okay. Oh. In the whole food vein, this is another thing I hear from so many people, is how they either make so many cookies and they get annoyed because nobody wants to take them home, or they pressure people to take them home. So
what if you don't make
people's favorites, or let people say no and take that as an answer, or say, do you want two of them to take home instead of this box? Yeah.
And if you have a bunch of leftover cookies, I am sure Damiano or some youth group or somebody might just love those cookies.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Someone's going to like them.
Is there somebody that can take them?
Lots of places you can drop them off.
Right, you know, so not that I want to put more sugar in kids' faces, but there is that. But I, again, that's one of those things where
sometimes the kids are hungry, Judy.
No, I understand that. I understand that too. Just bring them some salad as well.
Yeah. Salad and a cookie.
We make so many calories at Christmas.
Oh, I know.
Like, just, not that I'm a calorie counter, but if you think about that, can you cut back? I mean, it is something that we've gotten into sometimes in such a habit. People are such a habit, and they're doing this lovely thing. You know, they make a ton of cookies, and
we tend to overfeed instead of we err on the side of overfeeding than ever letting anybody go hungry.
And if we're only feeding them with sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing for me, because it's something that we have too much of, and it's really hard for people to get off of. So challenge yourself to make another healthy dish and maybe some less cookies people take less home, but that's okay.
Well, there is. I mean, now that you mention it, it is all you see. Not all you see, but so much. It's all the goodies, goodies, goodies.
Right.
It's not, you don't hardly ever go to a party where there isn't a bunch of candy or cookies or pie, right. But you go to many parties where there is no vegetable tray.
Right.
And there is no fruit tray. And
yeah
that's really
one
to think about.
There's so much stuff available.
That's a lot
to
think about.
And every party, it's a celebratory time. But wow. You know, I mean, and I get it. I love, oh my God, some of my Christmas candies that I don't really get much anymore. It's like my favorite things in the whole wide world. But there just doesn't need to be so many of them for all of our sake. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
On that note, tell us about your special.
Okay.
Special.
My Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday special has turned into the Judy Podcast Christmas year-end into January special.
Cha-cha-cha.
The special is good through January 3rd for no other reason than what I do isn't your average thing. So I'm not having your average sale. We're going to end January 3rd. So you got a couple days after the holidays to think about joining if you haven't already. So I have my normal discount for new clients is $20, and the holiday discount is $25 off if you've never been here for a massage or manual therapy session. $25 off your first one-hour visit. And I have a package deal. It's the only time I ever do it is this time of year. And it is if you buy any package of 5 1-hour or 90-minute sessions, if you buy 5, you get the 6th one free. And you will get gift certificates, and you can use them as gifts or you can use them for yourself. And they don't expire. I just encourage you to use them before you lose them. But they don't expire, and you can, they're completely transferable, and yeah.
So that's a really cool thing, because you could do that for family members. You can do that for yourself. You could do that for workers, you know, or employees. Or
absolutely, employees.
Drawings. I mean, my gosh, that's really sweet.
So. Well, and if you are buying massage for your employees, give me a call, because I have another deal that I will give you for your employees.
Nice.
So.
Okay, lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for offering the special to all of the folks. That's pretty that's pretty great. It's
thank you.
Y'all should come and check Cookie out, because she's pretty amazing. My shoulders are in a whole new place than they ever were before. It's pretty exciting.
You're standing upright.
I know. I know. I mean, I'm like, she worked on me one day and I woke up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm inverted. I've never been like this before.
Never been so straight in my life.
Oh, it was very strange.
Oh my God.
And if you know me and you know my weird body issues, that's pretty miraculous. That's a big thing to say.
Well, it was something else to watch your husband. And he's like, look at her.
Like, wow. I have pictures.
What did you do to her?
It's like, look at this. Look how my neck is like. I didn't even know this could do this anymore. It was amazing. So check it out. And she's worked miracles for me, but she's worked miracles for a lot of other people that I know too. So I
appreciate you saying that.
You're very good at what you do.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you are. That's why you're on the freaking podcast.
Yeah. It's because I love what I do.
You're very good at it.
So
You're very good at it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate how you've taken care of my friends and family.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you sending them to me.
I don't send people to people lightly. So. And you know that.
Yes, I do. So. And I love that. That means so much to me. It really does.
All right. Well,
love
thank
you, Judy.
Oh, I love you too. Christmas podcast love.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Cookie. Thanks for helping me talk
about
stress.
You're welcome.
Sweet.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
If you would like to connect with Cookie, you can find her at cookiekillian.com. That's Cookie, and her last name is spelled K-I-L-I-A-N.com. You can find her on Facebook, and she is at Cookie Killian Manual Therapy and Massage. Her phone number is 218-481-3370. I almost said you can dial her up and then thought second about that. Does anybody dial anybody up anymore? Can we still do that? Is that a lost phrase in our world? Before I send you on your way, I want to bring up a few more tips that I just wanted to make sure that I threw out there. First of all, we talked about food and going to other people's houses and eating and that kind of thing. Potlucks, or if you are serving food, you might consider write down the stuff that you're putting in a dish. The ingredients when you're cooking, you can write it on a 3x5 card. You can put it on whatever you put it on. Put it in a little plastic baggie and bring that with you. Or if you've got some sort of plastic sleeve, you can tuck it right under the dish. That way somebody can pick it up. It doesn't get dirty that way. And if it does, you can wipe it off. And of course, you can make it pretty and fancy however you want. Some people will, if they know they've got somebody with particular sensitivities, will designate a part of the side of the table or one end of the table as a gluten-free or dairy-free or vegan or whatever the case might be. Do remember that you probably are serving a lot more people than you know when you do have those lists. There are many people that don't necessarily disclose, or they have a lot of sensitivities. So them knowing that it's, you know, peanut oil versus sesame oil that was used can be a really makes the difference from them knowing that they can confidently eat a dish or not. Do remember that the oil that you use to make something counts as an ingredient. And if you are, say, making somebody a gluten-free item, and if you're oiling the pan, and then sometimes people will put flour in the pan and swish that around to make something not stick, remember, if it's a gluten-free item, not to use white or wheat flour. people totally get in their habits and they just don't think about it. But somebody with an allergy, celiac disease, and a pretty intensive sensitivity totally has a chance of reacting to that. And if you are someone who is either planning an event or whatever the case might be, in your control, out of your control, but you really cannot plan for food sensitivities, or it's just not something that you're going to be able to work around for whatever the reason might be, or something you just choose to not work around, let people know that. That is actually really helpful, because then people can just plan to know they just need to take care of themselves. And honestly, that is a great thing for them to know in being able to come to your space, whatever that is, and being comfortable. Cookie and I talked a lot about sugar as being one of those things, because it is something that a lot of people are really trying to cut back on and think about. And I just wanted to toss a couple ideas out there. There are a lot of really healthy or more healthy, tasty treats that are under paleo, are under gluten-free or low carb. Some of them are really simple too, but they're made out of like nut butters and some cacao or cocoa and maybe a little bit of honey, but they're really tasty. So you might try a few of those to bring to an event that you've got, just to offer something that has a little bit more of a nutritional content than just sugar. And I know sometimes when you talk about nutritional content, all of a sudden people think it tastes bad and it's not going to be good. There are some amazing foods that are made out of really good stuff. So if you are a cook, if you are a baker especially, man, there is a beautiful world out there for you to explore if you haven't already. You know, and you can also cut the sugar in half. I have known many people, I don't do a lot of baking anymore. I have known many people who have said, I have cut half the sugar out of my recipes and people don't even notice. So give that a shot. I mean, that's just one way to shift it up right there. So many things we can do to help ourselves, help each other, and still can be super tasty. All right, couple more things. I want to correct one thing that I said when I was talking about the mussels with Cookie, and I will post this link in the notes. I don't remember exactly what I said, but what the article said is that your mussels can become stiff or cramped, which doesn't surprise me, or of course, you probably well know this by the dehydration piece, and even lose mass, which I thought was interesting, with drinking too much alcohol over time. That's over time, but I don't know how the losing mass works. But anyway, I will post that. All right, there's so much more I could say, but I will stop there. So thank you so much for listening. And please consider Wellness Renaissance when you're thinking about giving this Christmas season. Become part of our Patreon Wellness Renaissance family. We would love to have you on board. As little as $1 a month, you can be part of supporting our mission and the work we do here at the podcast and beyond. So thank you for all of you who are part of the Patreon family. Visit wellnessrenpodcast.com to do that. Check out the rest of the episodes, all that fun stuff. Have a great week. Take good care. Be safe out there if you're in one of those parts of the country or the world where there is a lot of snow. I'm in Duluth, Minnesota, and we have snow piles that are above my head, and we have many sidewalks that we can't walk down. So we're navigating, walking in streets and all of that kind of stuff. And I know driving in a car, you're trying to navigate with people walking in your space, and just everybody be a little extra cautious and aware. We're also about to hit a deep freeze, which means all of these unshoveled streets and these tire tracks are going to make it really crazy for walking and trying to get around. Put up the extra antennae and maybe we'll all get through this safely. Thank you for listening, and may you continue to find the pieces that fit beautifully and easily and stress-free into your health and wellness puzzle. Take care.